Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lionel Richie's birthday today, although I probably would have picked a more upbeat Lionel Richie song, Jimmy. I mean, it's Friday and we're having fun and the Panthers parade is coming up and you picked a tearjerker.
Yeah, definitely the wrong choice.
Yeah, maybe a little Running with the Night, Dancing on the Ceiling All Night Long. Give us hello. You want to be entertained? Check out Brad Marchand's Instagram page. He has a picture of him and Sam Bennett, and it says, "Where we effing going?" I hope that means, like, where are we going? Not like, where are we going? I don't think it's a quiz. I think it's more of a statement.
I think Marchie loves Florida, man. Like,
it's them at the bar. You can hear the music. But there's another one. Look at this. That's Brad Marchand, and then he slowly pans down, and he's wearing a T-shirt with the Oilers logo, but it says Losers on it. He is eating this up. He is. So, how much has Brad Marchand made in his career? He's played 15 seasons. What, like, is he in the $100 million arena? Like, does it matter?
Oh, man, I don't know if it matters, but, I mean, wouldn't he want, like, if this could be his last chance to get a decent contract, he has made career earnings, Brad Marchand. Oh, here we go. He has made $73 million over his.
Right, so it's not like this is his only chance to get paid somewhere, because we know it's like a couple mil or whatever. So I just, again, I'm living in the moment. Can't imagine him going elsewhere, because I can't imagine in 15 years he's had as much fun as he's having right now.
Did you see he was posting pictures of like every player? And then,
yeah. Thank you, Blackhawks. Yeah,
right.
It was great.
Thank you, whoever. Like every team of every player's previous team, however they ended up in Florida, he was saying thank you to that team. Also, Hawk, somebody showed up to Marchie's DQ event today, and they were wearing a T-shirt. It was a fan, a Panther fan. He was wearing a T-shirt. Sam Bennett was on the T-shirt holding a little baby, and the baby's face was Brad Marchand. That's a T-shirt from last year when we played the Bruins in the second round.
Yeah, so great. He autographed the shirt, too. So I can't tell you how delighted I am. The texters, they get us. People are texting in. That was their favorite hour of radio of all time. Imagine if Edmonton won the Cup on Tuesday and on Friday, the afternoon drive show on their flagship station did 1 hour on the best way to prepare beans.
From a bunch of guys who
don't make beans.
Don't make beans.
I am just delighted we're able to do that. But this is our version of partying at 11 all night.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the honestly, it's the way that I look at it. So
hey, Hawk,
that was fun.
You said earlier that Josh Appel was at 11.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I took offense to that. Like
that Appel he went came, without you?
Appel came to Dade County. He came to Miami. My backyard, downtown Miami. I mean, 11, and didn't invite me after I carried around a stupid tripod taking videos of him all night. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he was at 11 all night last night.
Appel, get out of here, Josh.
Anyway, the parade is Sunday. Tobin and Solana will broadcast beginning at noon on Sunday. I plan to be there as well.
Cool.
They will broadcast beginning at noon from Lulu's Bait Shack on Fort Lauderdale Beach, so you can hear and revel in the festivities listening to this radio station or on the Odyssey app. It's sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Park, racetrack, and casino. We have gone very long because we were talking about how to prepare beans. I think everyone can understand that. So let's get a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Hawk, the Panthers posted the official parade route, like where they're going to start from, where they're going to end. And just to give you a heads up, that Lulu's Bait Shack is like in the middle of that path.
Right.
So we're going to get a good view of.
So I don't know how I'm going to get there. I have to take Lori to the airport. She's leaving for Toronto tomorrow. She's flying out of Fort Lauderdale. So she doesn't leave till like 12:30 or so, but I'm going to take her early. So I figure around 10 a.m. Where am I going to park? How am I going to get there? But I'll just figure it out. I figure there'll be a lot of walking, but that's all right. I'll get my steps in. Hopefully the weather is nice and hot and sunny. That doesn't bother me.
So I know there's going to be a golf cart situation going on. Different hotels in downtown Fort Lauderdale. You could pay them because I told you I got a hotel. So right. you could park.
Oh, so they're shuttling people down A1A?
And golf carts and stuff like that. I think there's also a ferry that gets you to that side of Las Olas. Like you can take it at like Victoria Park, something like that. Like there's a ferry that gets you to the other side, actually like on the beach.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because on A1A, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You wanna crash with me Sunday night? I got one bed though. That's it.
Well, Sunday night? No, uh-huh. Sunday night I'll be home.
Okay.
You're staying there Sunday night as well?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you're staying there Saturday night though, right?
Saturday night.
And Sunday night.
And Sunday night.
Wow, look at you.
I mean, it's a parade. I plan on partying once I'm off the air.
Right, no, I got you.
Yeah.
But then, like, what happens after 3?
Oh. This elbow room's still going to be open?
I don't know. They probably, it's Sunday. Probably close at 5.
yeah, so the Panthers were everywhere. Last night, they were at 11 in downtown Miami. It was just a vibe. A big time vibe.
I have 300 stations on Sirius, and I choose to listen to this every day. Do I have problems? Yes, you do.
By the way, Brad Marchand was asked by reporters about, you know, his future at Dairy Queen today. And I believe
his future at Dairy Queen. It was funny the way you said that. His future with the Panthers. He was asked while at
Dairy Queen. And I believe his quote was, "Hey, Zito, give me a contract."
Yeah, he said, "Give me a contract."
Mm-hmm. This dude's, he wants to stay, man. Come on, he wants to stay.
I imagine they all want to stay. Recency bias is not just for fans. It's for anything you're involved with. So, again, when you're partying at 11, and ladies are launching themselves at you, and everyone in the city wants to take a picture with you, it's real easy to say, yeah, there's nothing that could top this. It's a lot more different 30 days, 45 days removed, and you're staring at a number, $15 million versus $9 million.
Yeah.
Again, in my mind, hey, you got $75 million. What's the difference over $6 million? But $6 million is a lot of money. You can buy yourself a nice waterfront property.
Yeah.
With that extra $6 million. So.
Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers are going to play game 7 in the NBA Finals. That is going to be on Sunday. Game 7, June 22nd at 8 p.m.
Yeah, the line on that game, I looked earlier, OKC minus 7.5. I think OKC rolls them, but I've been wrong this entire series.
Tyrese Halliburton, by the way, only played 23 minutes. They were up 30 at the end of the third quarter and held that lead into the fourth quarter. So had it been a tighter game, maybe he plays more. But the fact that he had that strain on his right calf and they were able to win by double digits, blow him out, and Tyrese Halliburton only played 23 minutes, that was a huge victory all around by everybody involved with the Indiana Pacers yesterday. I sent you guys this tweet from Kevin Durant. We don't really have any like Durant update in terms of a trade or anything like that, but Boogie Cousins was on FanDuel TV and he said that he reported Boogie Cousins. Now, mind you, Boogie Cousins was just kicked out of the Puerto Rican Basketball League because he grabbed his private parts in front of a fan and then started an all-out brawl at the basketball game.
Seems to be going through it a little bit.
Uh-huh, yeah. But he was brought on FanDuel TV as an analyst, and he reported, Boogie Cousins, that the Phoenix Suns last year had multiple fistfights in their locker room because of how bad the season was going. That brought Kevin Durant onto social media. He quote tweeted that report, which was posted by the Dunk Central NBA Central account. And he said, I have to contest this 94 footer, which is a great line. This is some BS to throw on us. Yeah. We were trashed this year. Ha ha ha. But we never got close to this. And in all caps, yeah,
I mean,
never.
It sounds a little implausible what Boogie Cousins said, because that would get out somehow. If there was a brawl in the locker room, like, they may not have liked each other. There may have been harsh words spoken. I have a tough time believing what Boogie Cousins said.
There is one report. So Brett Siegel, he covers the NBA for Clutch Points. And he reported earlier that teams around the league believe the Miami Heat are close to actually the finish line in getting Kevin Durant, and that all they're going to need to do, Hawk, is to throw Khalil Ware into the mix. So, again, that's a report. It doesn't mean that it's true or not, but that's one report out there. We were talking the last couple days. If the difference between you getting Durant or not here in Miami was Tyler Hero, would you do it? And you and Crowder were both saying, yeah, throw in Tyler Hero. If the difference between you getting Durant or not is Khalil Ware, I imagine your position is the same. Yeah, I mean, it's not even close.
But I understand Coach Larrañaga addressed this yesterday on our show, and he said, wait a second. When you're giving up what's Khalil Ware, 22?
Maybe not even, maybe 21.
I mean, if you're giving up a 21 or 22-year-old or a 37-year-old.
He's 21.
That's not always something that you want to do. Unless, Coach L said it yesterday, unless you think the person you're acquiring is the difference between you winning a championship or not. Now, I say the Heat have a little bit more at play than most teams. The Heat thrive when they're relevant. I think the biggest stain that they ever feel is when their team is irrelevant, because this is a glitz and glamour market. And Pat Riley brought Showtime here. And from Shaq to the Big Three and Jimmy Butler, there was always something special brewing with this team. And there wasn't by the end of the season, right? I mean, there wasn't.
No, nothing.
And so I do think that that is something to take into account if you're running a team in Miami that's known for its relevance, its excitement, its larger than life feel. I think there's something to, you know, maybe giving up a 21-year-old who's got terrific potential. But if it gives you the opportunity to bring in a bona fide Hall of Famer for a season or two or three, it certainly has to be considered.
Yeah, man. Like the statement, and I love Khalil Ware, but the statement, yeah, we didn't get Durant because we didn't want to give up Khalil Ware is.
I'm telling you, it reminds me when the Bulls had the opportunity years ago to get Kobe, and they literally didn't pull the trigger because they didn't want to give up Luol Deng.
Inter Miami won yesterday. They're going to play Monday at 9 p.m. We were talking earlier in the show, Hawk, about how monumental that Inter Miami win was for the MLS, for America, club teams from the United States, right? In the history of the MLS. But, bro, the non-European teams are having success. Flamengo just beat Chelsea 3-1. They're a Brazilian team, so that's a
sign. And everybody's taking this seriously, right? Nobody's just dogging it.
Yeah, I think this matters more.
I mean, Inter Miami is going to take it more seriously than Chelsea. I get that.
For sure, but
correct. Nobody's dogging it.
This isn't when they come play friendlies and they're playing like their B club. No, like the
none of these
players are here.
For the great club teams or for like Chelsea, whatever, there is no monumental franchise-changing victory that can happen during the Club World Cup.
Correct.
For the MLS teams, there can be, as we saw yesterday.
Yesterday, Botafogo beat PSG. PSG just won Champions League in the most dominating final ever, by the way. The most dominant victory in a Champions League final. PSG accomplished it. They beat Inter Milan 5-0. And they got beat by Botafogo, who's a Brazilian club, yesterday. 1-0. And then today, Flamengo beat Chelsea after Inter Miami yesterday beat Porto. So, like, the club teams from the Americas are having success at this tournament, which is pretty damn cool. Tonight, it's the game that we gave tickets away for all week. Bayern Munich, the Giants of Germany, will play Boca Juniors, Giants from Argentina. The vibes tonight at Hard Rock Stadium are going to be electric. Electric. I sent you a video of Boca Juniors fans. They took over a Walmart in South Florida. They took over Miami Beach. And they took over a club last night also.
I saw the videos, man. Look great.
Tomorrow is Flanagan's Fest at Lone Depot Park, by the way.
The Marlins last night, you know, I saw something. I don't want to get on a Marlins tangent, but they pulled Edward Cabrera when he was pitching a gem. And the bullpen coughed up. He was winning 1-0. They pulled him, and they lost the game yesterday. And I saw Fish on the Farm post, the Marlins haven't had a starter go 7 innings pitched in 73 games. This is by far a franchise record. Last year, Ryan Weathers broke a deficit of 43 games without a 7-inning pitch starting pitching performance in the 44th game of the season. And people are pointing out, like, that's just analytics killing you. That's Clayton McCullough and Peter Bendix using analytics, and it just kills you. Cabrera was in the 80s. I'm saying numbers of pitches thrown. I forget what it was, 85, 86, 87. But he was pitching a gem, and they pulled him, and they lost the game. Drives me crazy.
Well, to make you feel better, Matt Mervis is 1-for-2. Right now, with a run and a hit. He's got 3 RBIs. My guess is he hit a home run today, Hawk. I don't know if he did or not.
These jumbo shrimp, man. These jumbo shrimp. Let me take a look-see.
They're playing right now, but Matt Mervis has
three. Friday nooner for the jumbo shrimp?
Yeah, I think they're playing a doubleheader because yesterday's game got rained out. Let's see. Matt Mervis homers in the first on a fly ball to right field. Victor Mesa Jr. scores. Graham Pauly scores. Matt Mervis scores. Jacksonville jumbo shrimp lead 4-1 over the Syracuse Mets. How about that?
Mervis is six ding dong.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy but hot in South Florida. And the weather is looking decent for Fort Lauderdale on Sunday, by the way. I keep checking it. And there's still that 30% chance of rain. But other than that, man, it's looking like it's going to be a hot, sunny afternoon in Fort Lauderdale.
A celebratory afternoon. Don't go anywhere. We'll keep working your way up till 6, and we're even that much closer to Sunday's parade.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And of course, Matt Mervis's walk-up song. I mean, if all was right in the world, I'd be able to hear this and watch him come to the plate tomorrow
on
Flanagan's Fest Day at Lone Depot Park. But man, what a weekend you have in store. Noon tomorrow, Funky Buddha Brewery. 12th birthday party. 4 o'clock. Lone Depot Park, got Marlins Flanagan's Fest. Flanny's jersey. I think there's a Flanny's Marlins cup for the first 15,000 fans. The jersey you have to order in advance with your ticket. And then Sunday, you've got the Florida Panthers championship celebration. I'm looking at it right now. Solana said they posted the exact info. So it says parking info, park and walk, Galleria Mall. If I park at the Galleria Mall, how long is that walk to Fort Lauderdale Beach?
Where is the Galleria Mall?
Well, that, I mean, if I knew that, then, then I wouldn't have to ask you. But that's it's east. I think it's on Sunrise Boulevard, no? Isn't Galleria on Sunrise Boulevard?
Galleria Mall is on Sunrise Boulevard. You are correct.
Yeah, so it's east on Sunrise Boulevard.
Yeah.
I just wonder, is that a half-hour walk? Is that a one-hour walk?
I will tell you right now. So, where do you want to get to? Lulu's? Or do you want to get to...
Yeah,
like
where wherever. Yeah.
Okay.
Once I'll do it. Parade route.
Yeah, I'll do it to, like, the elbow room.
Because it says on the Panthers official info, park and walk from the Galleria Mall, Birch State Park, Bonnet House Museum and Gardens, Las Olas Garage, or downtown Las Olas Business District, which, again, if I can get near there, like if I get to the Las Olas Garage, that's fine. Like I would park in there. I just can't imagine that if I get there at like 10 or 10:30, that there's still going to be parking there.
Nah, no shot. 45-minute walk from Galleria Mall in Fort Lauderdale to the Elbow Room.
All right, I'll bring my AirPods. And you got the park and boat via water taxi. Water taxi service begins at 8 a.m. Sunday. You can do that from the Broward County Convention Center, downtown Las Olas Business District. You know where they get the boat, the water taxi, downtown Las Olas. Well, you don't go to downtown Las Olas, but it's very easy to get the water taxi there.
I think that's my move because I'm staying in downtown Fort Lauderdale. So I'll head over, take a water taxi. And
you'll be
go
fine walking from downtown Fort Lauderdale, like the Las Olas. Yeah, you'll be fine. You can walk that, no problem.
My hotel's like an hour walk.
No.
Yeah.
From where?
From downtown Fort Lauderdale, bro.
No.
Yeah. Why are you saying no? I mapped it.
It's impossible though, because downtown Fort Lauderdale to Fort Lauderdale Beach, it would be impossible to walk for an hour.
I'm telling you, it's an hour walk. It's a 52-minute walk.
From downtown Fort Lauderdale to Fort Lauderdale Beach?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Staying at the sports hotel off of...
My hotel is on Broward Boulevard. Just off Las Olas. Just off Las Olas Boulevard. And...
how far west?
It's right near the Cheesecake Factory. Right near the Cheesecake Factory. There's
That's
a Fleming.
Not an hour walk.
Bro, Hawk, how are you going to tell me? I'm looking at it, at a map.
No, okay. Your phone's broken.
Okay. Let's see. Elbow Room. I'll do Lulu's Bait Shack. That's where we're going to be.
Yeah.
Lulu's to my hotel. 9-minute drive right now. But look, a 54-minute walk.
I find that hard to believe.
Okay.
I know Appel is going Sunday morning at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so they are our promo team highly advised, strongly advised and suggested trying to be at Lulu's. Our broadcast goes live at noon, but trying to be there by like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll do that. I'll drop Lori for her flight at 7 a.m. or 12:45 flight.
Are you a parade guy?
No, I don't mind a parade. Like, I don't hate parades. I like celebrations for sports teams. Like, as silly as that sounds, but they don't come around that often. I mean, we had one last year, obviously, but it really, for me, it's like the best community building thing that there is. Like, everybody comes together and I don't know, just fun. I like the celebratory aspect of it.
Right. Because I did the Heat Parade 1 year.
Yeah.
The first year was just parade down Biscayne Boulevard. And I did that parade in 06. It was hot. It was hot, brother. And then when the Big Three won the first year, I didn't go to the parade because it was just a parade down Biscayne Boulevard. And it was just going to be too hot, man. The next year, they did a parade, and it led into the American Airlines Arena
right.
at the time. And then they did, like, this little thing with just the
fans. And you were able to hang at the arena.
Right, yeah. Right. So we got there, walked, saw the parade float kind of come by, but then walked right into the arena. And that was a lot better, like, inside in the AC.
06, I got to ride in that parade. Because we were the flagship station, 790. I was on the Levitard show.
Right.
And so I was in a convertible on the parade route.
I remember
all over NBA TV.
Yeah. Well, so we're the flagship of the Florida Panthers. Who's
we get nothing. Yeah. I got so spoiled in that 06 year that I thought being part of the radio pretty much guaranteed me, you know, any kind of access to any championship parade. And I found out last year with the Panthers, that wasn't exactly the case. This year, I didn't even bother asking.
I mean,
literally had a convertible for me, my wife, and son, the Heat, in 06. Our own convertible.
Crazy.
With a driver. We sat in the back seat of the convertible.
I mean, you and Crowder, I mean, this show,
I'd feel that
there.
Way.
We're out there every game, every home game.
I'd put our contributions during the season up against Gustav Forslings. Too much?
I think you're perfect.
Somebody thinks it's 2 miles from Cheesecake Factory to Elbow Room.
All right. To walk a mile is like 20 minutes. So it checks out.
Yeah, because Lori and I, like, we'll walk after the show today. We walk about, between 4 and 5 miles every day after the show. But it does take, now that you say, an hour and 15 minutes or so.
You're a slow walker, too, man. I've walked with you before. Like, not we haven't gone on a walk, but, like, I've
walked with me.
I've walked next to you at places, and you're just like, you go at your own pace, and you're like, you're constantly looking around, and you're on your phone.
Completely untrue. I mean, if I'm, what are you saying? Like in a mall? Yeah, I'm looking around. If I'm walking for a purpose, I'd outwalk you in a heartbeat.
No,
you couldn't keep up with me.
Walking?
Yeah.
Hawk, I'll outwalk you 100%.
You could not keep up with me. You don't have the legs.
I don't have the legs. I'm taller than you. I've got longer legs than you.
It doesn't matter. You're constantly injured. You missed 6 weeks of the show because your leg was faulty.
Get out of here. I'm a two-time pickleball champion at the Ding Club, all right? So
there's no walking in pickleball. It's the smallest court. They literally shrunk a court for people who couldn't walk well. Oh, somebody's allowing me to park at their condo at Las Olas and A1A.
What could go wrong? But yeah, if you want to stay
2 weeks, I'm missing from the show. You're like, I don't know, no one's heard from. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour's coming up on this Friday, and we will continue to celebrate the Panthers. We'll bring you some headlines as well, and tell you where you can meet a whole bunch of Panthers players next week at Caneswear. So don't go anywhere. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mitchell Trubisky, if you are listening, would you like to meet me at Flanagan's tonight on Federal Highway in Boca?
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.